Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM. On the line, we have Steve Mickenbecker from Canstar. Warm welcome to you.
Good morning, Shane.
Well, the good news or bad news, depending which side of the fence you're on, the RBA keeps interest rates on hold at 0.25% ahead of that federal budget that we had the other night. And, of course, with nothing changed as far as the RBA is concerned, what's their main issues at the moment? What are they really looking for at the moment if they're going to make any change on the interest rates?
Yeah, look, they're looking to see whether or not the economy starts responding. If the economy, we've had a budget that's a massive stimulus budget. If in a month or two's time, or 3 or 4 months' time, the economy hasn't started to show some recovery signs, they'll have to start looking seriously at the next step. And the next step could be a lot of things. I mean, it could be a change to the Reserve Bank cash rate, or more likely it would be some other form of monetary stimulus that they can apply. So they've already done that. There's a 0.25% line of credit for the banks. They are holding the three-year government bond rate at 0.25% as well. The short-term bill rate is 0.12 or something. They've done a lot already. I think they'd be more likely to do something on that front rather than the cash rate front. But they could still trim it a bit. Do they want to go to zero? No. Do they want to go negative? No. Could it conceivably happen? Well, yeah, possibly, if things really continue not to respond.
It was interesting to note the Australian dollar jumped up to around 72 US cents just before the rate being on hold was officially announced. But the other major problem is unemployment is a real, real problem. It's just, well, it's hanging in there, and that is not good news for any recovery, is it?
Oh, no, totally not. That's before the Reserve Bank looks at further increases, which eventually must happen, they'll want to see us well and truly moving towards full employment. And full employment is somewhere below 5%. You know, it might be 4.5, it might be 4. Now, we're going to be 8% this year, and then it should fall if the Treasury has it right, and they're saying 6.8 for next year and below 6% in 2024 or something. So it's a bit of a long, hard road before I think we can expect to see the Reserve Bank increasing rates again. They'll be watching the unemployment rate very, very quickly. Unemployment is a tricky thing, and so are recessions, because in a recession, unemployment jumps up very quickly and growth just falls off a cliff. The problem is reflating the economy, and that's a very gradual process, and it's just a long, long, shallow hill up to get the economy growing again. So it's a lot easier to stop an economy and fall into recession, and it happens a lot faster. Recovery takes a lot longer.
Crystal ball moment, if you will. What do you think they'll do in the final RBA decision for this year in December?
I actually think it will be held steady. Now, there will be arguments back in November and December that says, well, do we move down by 0.15? And I look at moving down by 0.15 and think, well, what difference are they going to make? They've already said that they feel that 0.25 is the floor. Would I be super surprised if they moved? Well, no, not super surprised, but I think they'd sooner wait and see if stimulus that the government has put together in their budget works.
Well, thank you very much, as always, for your sentiment and your insight into the RBA's decisions as they happen. We appreciate your take on all this, as always, Steve Mickenbecker.
Great. Thanks, Shane.
This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.